Here's the dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
That's right. It's time for the scary edition. The spooktacular edition of You Big Dummy. Ooh, scary. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy. Spooky dummy number one. A former state worker is facing charges for using a government credit card on personal expenses, including a dog tuxedo.
What?
I'm sorry. Including a dog tuxedo. The criminal complaint against Christy Goss, 43, states that she used a county credit card for $200,000 worth of personal expenses. Purchases included clothing, a diamond bracelet, and nearly $1,000 worth of Arkansas Razorbacks tickets, school lunches, pet insurance, and a dog tuxedo from Amazon.
I hope that when this was in court and they were listing everything, they had to show pictures of the dog in the tuxedo.
Well, they do have there is a picture of the dog in a tuxedo.
Yes.
After the show, we'll post it. We're going to post it on the Facebook page later. But yeah, there is a picture of the dog in the tuxedo. Goss was fired after an auditor noticed discrepancies on the card in May, and Arkansas police investigation started in July. Goss is facing 7 felony counts of fraudulent use of a credit card.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
All right, we got a break. We got a break here for weather and traffic. I'm sorry. Oh God, that was funny. All right. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick Vigilio here on 720 WGN, and we are back for the spooky edition of You Big Dummy. You Big Terrifying Scary Dummy. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Drug arrest in Scranton turned into a proctology exam as police say a suspect hid drugs between his buttocks. Police say the man, identified as Corey Davis, 32, allegedly hid 110 bags of heroin. Police had the unpleasant task of recovering the evidence after Davis's drug arrest Thursday afternoon, the newspaper reports. Davis is charged with possession with intent to deliver heroin and related drug offenses.
I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Scary dummy number three. Spooky dummy number three. Washington State mother filming her children's pumpkin carving captured the moment her teen's daughter had got stuck inside of a giant pumpkin. Christy Ralphs of Vancouver posted the video to YouTube after her daughter Rachel, 16, decided to show off the size of her enormous pumpkin by putting her head inside the hole that she carved into the top. In the video, the family shares a laugh when Rachel discovers that the pumpkin is stuck. Her father, who was in the other room, arrives soon after and suggests calling the fire department, a suggestion that mortifies Rachel. No, that would be horrible, she says from inside the pumpkin, which would be, They were eventually able to free the teen after the mom reached in and undid her daughter's ponytail, which was causing the problem. When asked later, the 16-year-old said she doesn't mind the video going viral. I think it's hilarious, the teenager said. It's totally fine, and I'm glad people think it's funny, too.
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Scary dummy number four. A driver with an outstanding warrant stopped at a drive-thru for a burger, fries, and a milkshake while police were in pursuit. Well, if you're hungry, man, you're hungry. At about 10:30 p.m. Wednesday, officers attempted to stop a vehicle because the driver, Joshua Adkins, had an outstanding warrant, but the driver did not stop. Phoenix police was able to use their helicopter to maintain a visual on him. During the chase, Adkins made a stop to an In-N-Out restaurant in Chandler. After he took his food, he proceeded to drive for a few miles, eventually pulling over and exiting the car. Police arrived a short time later, and he was arrested. A charge of unlawful flight from a law enforcement vehicle was added to his outstanding warrant. His bond was set at $2,500 in his initial court appearance. In-N-Out Burger is very good. I want to let people know that it's a very, very good burger, In-N-Out. So I can kind of understand his need.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Creepy, scary, ghouly. Dummy number five. This was sent to us by our listener, Mary. Thank you, Mary. A Maine man dressed as a pine tree was arrested after he refused to stop blocking a town intersection. Asher Woodworth, 30, was approached by police officers Monday when he said that he appeared on the downtown street in a tree costume. Officers told him he was free to go so as long as he stayed out of the traffic. In a video posted online, a police officer was heard saying, "I'll accept your silence as that you understand." Woodworth allegedly then walked back into traffic and was arrested. I love the fact that his name is Woodworth. He said his motivation for the stunt was to see how people would react to his quote-unquote performance and how he might impact people's natural choreography. Woodworth was charged with obstructing public way, which is a misdemeanor, and he was booked and released on $60 cash bond.
To the dummy with the black mustache. Dummy.
All right. We have to vote. So here are our choices. We got the dummy who used the government credit card to buy a dog tuxedo. We have the dummy who tried to hide drugs in his butt. The dummy who got her head stuck in a giant pumpkin. The dummy who stopped for food while being pursued by the police. Again, In-N-Out Burger, quite a good burger. And the dummy who was blocking traffic dressed as a tree in a tree costume. Is Vic around? Is he going to be able to join us? I don't see him, but we'll just go ahead. Dan, who are you going to vote for?
The dog tuxedo is always a winner, and I love the fact that she bought, like, $50,000 worth of Arizona Razorback tickets.
I know that. That's a lovely detail to that one.
Right. And pumpkins, obviously, because of, you know, the Halloween.
It's Halloween, yeah.
I've never had an In-N-Out Burger, so I'll have to take your word for it. But in honor of it being Halloween weekend, I will take the man dressed as a tree in the middle of the street.
In a tree costume. Okay. All right. I guess we're going to skip Vic. We'll go to Esmeralda. Esmeralda?
Yeah, I like the tree costume guy. Although, wouldn't he just be, he should have planted himself in a yard.
Yeah, but he wanted to mess with people's choreography. People's natural choreography. That was why
that
he was standing
sense.
In the middle of the street. All right. The winner is the tree costume, the guy in the tree costume, but my vote goes to the woman who bought the dog tuxedo. That's kind of a costume. A little Halloween costume for a dog. Little dog butler. All right. Well, there you go. That's our dummy of the week. And there you go. Dan, do we have time for...
No, we're up against it, so why don't we take a break?
Okay, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back after the news, and we'll get back into our regular features. We got Straight Out of Context coming up, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your Fly Jams request. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Straight out of context. The scary edition. I don't know what's scary about it, except that this is the 18th annual Halloween Spooktacular. We had a lot of fun this morning doing kind of spooktacular stuff, and we're going to continue with the spooktacular with a scary version of Fly Jams Friday. With all spooky, scary kind of fly jams. Again, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich is coming up at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 on this Friday morning. All right, Straight Out of Context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
All right. We begin with Carol. She heard this one of Steve Cochran.
It's not about the size of your assets.
No, it isn't. I agree with Steve. Okay.
A special early appearance by Lou Manfredini, courtesy of Stephen Oakbrook.
So you know how to do it, right?
Oh. Oh. All right.
And how fitting. Stephen Oakbrook then submitted this one of Esmeralda. Mike also called this one in.
You'll see me flapping my legs up and down.
What was that? What were we talking
about? No idea.
The aforementioned mermaid blanket.
Oh, the mermaid blanket when you're flapping your legs up and down.
Yep.
Oh, okay, next.
Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one of Rokan.
The caboose, baby.
All right.
Eric sent in these of Wendy Snyder.
She taught me a few things, Bill. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Another one from Eric. This one of Wendy and Bill.
I'm so tempted. You told me, and I'm so tempted to do it, but I don't want to do it.
You'll be disappointed.
You're disappointed. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee heard these of you and me.
Ready, Dan. I haven't done this in a couple of weeks. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee and Patrick submitted this one of Glenn Kozlowski.
It's kind of backdoor stuff.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
I can't get onto anything anymore.
Poor guy. All right.
Jesse sent in these of you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
He would probably like it.
What are you saying? He's kinky?
They poke him and he gets a kick out of that.
He loves that. We're talking about the Pillsbury Doughboy, weren't we?
I believe so, yeah.
I think so. Okay.
More of Esmeralda, courtesy of Jesse.
My knees are up. Or
yeah.
Like, I don't fit the whole way.
What the hell's going on there?
The bathtub.
Oh, the bathtub. Right. Yep. There we go. All right.
Mark heard this of Wendy and Bill.
You're rubbing off on me, I think.
Wow.
That last part there was the key to that clip, I think. Mm-hmm. All right.
Lou Manfredini returns, courtesy of Kathy in Antioch.
I'm in here naked looking down at this all the time.
What? What was that? Esmeralda, you must be very pleased.
What is going on?
I don't know. All right. Oh, my God.
Jesse submitted this exchange between you, Corey Pasco, and Sarah Savini.
Oh, boy.
Do 8 a week.
Jeez.
Yeah.
8 a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's tired.
That was good. Nice job. Who was listening to something? Jesse. Nice job, Jesse. That's good. Okay.
Hawk of May emailed this one of Bill Luff.
I will admit it is kind of hard.
Okay.
And another one of Bill from Eric.
If we go deeper into it.
Okay.
And then another Eric sent in this one of Wendy.
I'm easy. Bill is not so easy.
Okay.
Brian heard this one of you.
And a beautiful package, too. I'm holding it in my hand right now. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
Ken of Milwaukee submitted this one of Anna DeVantes.
But we only care about the P.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Steve Bertrand.
And it's really hard for me to stay up. Steve. Really hard.
Steve's got some issues this week.
Yeah.
All right.
And then one of Wendy.
Kevin did some experimental things while he was on his honeymoon.
Oh, man. Kevin aware of that? Was Kevin there? All right.
And another one of Wendy. This one also from Brad.
This is just a quickie in and out.
Come on now. Come on. Okay.
Chad and Brad emailed this one of you.
You would think you would feel something going into your mouth, too.
Well.
Now, were Chad and Brad together?
No.
That's
independent.
Damn it.
But back-to-back emails. How great is that?
Chad and Brad. That's pretty cool. That sounds like a sitcom. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Wendy.
Well, good luck. Get it in. Get it over with.
Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee also heard this one, a Violetta Podramatic.
And I'm thinking, like, am I allowed to touch it and, like, turn it on, or would I get in trouble?
Don't touch it. Okay.
And finally, Matthew heard this one of you.
You're holding the thing in your right hand and it explodes. What was I talking about?
The fact that I had to take a real camera to Wrigley, and they're like, "Oh, why don't you do the 1945 way?" Yeah. Like,
"Oh, the big flash." Okay, I didn't even realize that when it came out of my mouth. I swear. All righty then.
Spies.
Hey.
Spies. Like us.
All right. All right. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7 and be a Nick D Show spy. Whenever I am mentioned to the show, is mentioned in any capacity, you spy for us. Write down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. What do we got?
Our spooky spies this week are Wild Bill, Amy in Indiana, a texter, and Kathy in Antioch. First up, Patty was talking to our good friend Rich Coase, a.k.a. Sven Gulli. They were talking about how Jerry G. Bishop was a mentor to him, and she noticed a similar career path to you.
He was so generous because, first of all, he was the one that decided I should become the son of Sven Gulli. Wow. And then later on, when I was going to WCIU here in town, when I was going to start up again, and I said, you know, he happened to be visiting in town. I said, you know, even by the time I was finishing up my first run of Son of Sven Gulli, some people were going like, well, who's Sven Gulli that you're the son of Sven Gulli? I'm trying to think of a way to shorten it. And he kind of said to me, I tell you what, you're all grown up now. Just be Sven Gulli.
Wow.
Which was, again, so generous of him. And you know, he was a big influence on me and a great mentor. And it's just so cool that he decided that I should be what I am.
Wow, that's amazing. I was just, as you're telling that story, I flashed to how that's almost a parallel story to Nick D's career. Because he was, you know, he admired Roy Leonard and loved what he did as a movie reviewer and would call in. And the next thing you know, Roy's got him calling in and giving movie reviews. And now 30 years later, Nick D's here, you know, as a host and one of the longest hosts at WGN.
Oh, that was nice. I love Rich. He's the best.
He is.
Okay.
Next up, Dave Plyer was talking about Halloween TV specials, and he and Roger Badish mentioned you and one you're particularly fond of.
It's going to sound crazy when I say this name. The Paul Lind Halloween special. I'm talking Paul Lind from Hollywood Squares.
Right.
He does this kind of wacky...
With Kiss?
Yeah. Have you seen this?
Nick talks about it all the time.
Does he really?
Seriously.
Okay, so people in this time slot totally have heard of this show.
It's the greatest Halloween special. If you've not seen it, the Paul Lind Halloween special, I want to say it was 1976 maybe. Kiss is on it. It is spectacular. He did two Halloween specials. The one with Kiss is the one that's really special. Okay.
Last one here. Next up, you were on the True Blue Playoff Plus on Saturday night after the Cubs won the NLCS. Later that morning, Saturday into Sunday morning, Andy Mazur was back on with Dean, and they talked about what it's like being a Cubs fan, and you came up as part of that conversation.
I don't know how you don't get emotional when you see some of the old-timers who were out at the ballpark last night.
Yeah, and it kind of hit me again when we were watching some of the postgame while we were doing our postgame, and Kerry Wood, who's of recent vintage, was wearing a Ron Santo jersey.
Yeah.
And that just shows you, you know, the connection between the generations of this fandom and also the players. And there's no real reason to hide the fact that you get emotional about it, because I was telling Nick DiGilio last night when we had him on the show, people from the outside don't understand the emotional bond and connection that Cubs fans have with this team.
Right.
It's inexplicable if you don't know it. You can't understand it. You can't possibly understand it.
Yeah. I cried like a baby last Saturday. And I will not be wearing pants all weekend, just so you know. All right.